Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas, Texas at the Carpet One Floor and Home Show, and I'm with Eric Demery, the president. Eric, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you in person. I see a little bit of your pictures on Facebook and see where you go fishing up on your pontoon boat.
Yeah, I won't tell everybody where it is because it's a best-kept secret, but yeah, I love going up to the northern Adirondacks.
It looks like you're having a lot of fun. I know also you're a new granddad, right?
Yeah, I have a little baby girl to go with my baby boy, Tommy and Abigail. But unfortunately, I live in New Hampshire and they live in Southern California, so it gets a little tough to go see the grandkids, but they're everything.
We're at the summer show, and whereas the winter show in January is usually around product, this show's more about the soft stuff. We'll get to that in just a minute. First off, let's talk about attendance. About how many members do you have here at the show?
Well, we've got 640 stockholders. About 78% have attended. We actually have more people. So the ones that came brought more people than we did last. So we have over 820 some odd people at the show. So it's very well attended for a summer convention.
And it was just pointed out a few minutes ago on the show floor that there's 882 North American storefronts in Carpet One now, right?
That's correct. Plus you can add about another 120 as far as Australian licensees in New Zealand.
You know, I've been walking around talking to some members, and there's a wide range of performance when we start talking about how are they doing, how's business. You know, I talked to Kathy Buchanan from Michigan. She's up 29%. That's stellar. And then some of the other people I'm talking to, even some of the bigger players, so a few of them are just up about with the market around 5%. How do you explain that range in performance between the members?
Well, it comes down to people more than anything else. I mean, look, you can build a beautiful store. And you can have private brands, which we have, and you can have differentiated services, which only we have in the marketplace. But we spend a tremendous amount of time and energy in helping our store owners train their people. So it starts with people. People buy from people, Kemp. And then if you give them all the other tools that we provide, you win more business than you lose. And I think that's about as simple as I can put it. Now, in addition to that, you better be smart enough to diversify your business. We're fortunate that the home centers can't play where we play. I mean, we do insurance restoration, we do Main Street commercial, we do bid commercial, we do new builder, we do remodel replacement work. And some of our members do a very good job at do-it-yourself. So we cover a lot of bases. Plus, we're into diversification. You know, we have over 100 stores that are in kitchen and bath cabinet remodeling. We've got 300-plus stores that do window fashions with Hunter Douglas and Kirsch. We've got lighting stores through our Lighting One division. So there's been a big movement towards becoming more of a home decor. And the reason for Carpet One Floor and Home was looking to the future, which gives our members the ability to get into more diverse home decor categories.
I think another part of it, too, you have to have the shopper there. And some of these people are really good at getting the shopper there, and others, you know, probably are still struggling at it. So what are some of the variables there?
Well, the biggest variable is digital marketing. So we created a division called One Stop Digital. I hired an expert. He's unbelievable what he brings to the party. I also have a new VP of marketing who literally helped CVS and Staples build their online catalogs from scratch. So we kind of get it. Plus, we go out and we find the best resources available for digital. Who are the experts that we can get advice from that can help us construct the right strategy, the right approach? You'll see a whole new look and feel to carpet1.com over the next 6 to 9 months, which we're very excited about. But the local store has to do their part. And we have an advantage over national chains. We have 900-plus customizable local microsites. And our members are very active. They're active on Instagram. They're active on Houzz. They're active on Twitter. They're active on Facebook, obviously. We're on HomeAdvisor and all these places. But you have to localize your content, and they're very, very good at it. So it gives us more presence online. If we can get in the consideration set while you're searching, then we have a better chance than most of getting that business.
You know, to say what you've just said differently, these people that are doing well are realizing that they're the brand. They're the store brand. They're the brand at the local level. You know, sure, it's Carpet One, but it's also whatever's in front of it, you know, whether it be independent or the family name. And that's what people are referred back to. And that's a factor as well, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you, I taught this a long time ago. There's a difference between a good store and a great store. A good store is when people in the neighborhood say, well, go over to Carpet One. A great store is when people say, you got to go see Kemp at Carpet One. This guy is unbelievable. So again, it goes right back to what I started with. You know, the better quality people that you have and the better you invest in them with training, the more business you're going to do. And our theme is all about impacting performance. The biggest part of that is impacting the performance of our sales professionals.
Let's talk about that for a minute. This meeting is around the soft stuff, and you're actually helping members figure out, based on some focus groups you've done, they're no longer sales associates, they're flooring consultants, because your focus groups have showed that a lot of the people that shop today don't want to be sold. I think there was three things you said: help us, don't tell us; empower us, don't sell us; show us, which means the more around the merchandising, right?
Yeah. You know, look, people today are looking for trusted advisors. And they're looking for professional trust advisors. You use an accountant who hopefully is a CPA. You have attorneys who went to school and have professional designations. Floor covering consulting is a very complicated business to be in. And you have to be beyond just the salesperson. Today, this new generation of customers, I think it's all customers, we don't want to be sold. We're looking for a trusted advisor who's going to clearly understand what we're trying to achieve with our project or our floor, lead us to various choices that help us with a solution, and then help us guide through the whole process. You know, I just read a book by Matt Dixon, and it's called Effortless Experience. The truth is, all this stuff you hear about, people want to be wowed and delighted, and you know what they want? They want an effortless experience. Make it simple and easy. Now, a lot of retailers can say that, but they don't pull it off.
You just mentioned an author. You had an author speak today, a guy named Dennis Snow, Lessons from the Mouse. He worked, I guess, for a long time with Disney, and he had some great messages around building loyalty to your brand.
Yeah, I think it was common sense. I mean, he uses different words, and you've been around a long time, so you've heard things, you know, look at your business through the lens of the customer. Yeah. You know, in my past life, we were taught a few things. You know, number one, the customer, when they first come into a place of business, they want to look around and go, well, this is very nice. So by themselves, they want to orient themselves by themselves. So you have to have a very clean navigation, signage, departmentalized. And then when they get to wherever they're looking, whether it's wood or laminate or LVT or vinyl or tile or carpet, when they get over there, there has to be some sense of logic, at least in their mind. And this is without the help of a sales professional. And we try to design all of our Destination Carpet One stores around that model.
Yeah. One final thing I want to comment about. It looks like you're going to have two ad campaigns this fall, and you've just introduced them today. You've shown clips from what they're going to look like. They're real impressive as usual. One of them is the Bring It Home flooring sale, which is all about that lifestyle. It's not really focusing on product, but reminding consumers all the great times they have at home so that you'll kind of get them to invest in making their home a better place. And the other one I think is very strategic on your part is this worry-free flooring sale, which is all about spills and pets and kids, which should dovetail real well with what Home Depot is going to be doing around their Life Proof campaign, which some people are saying it might be a $40 million investment.
Yeah, I mean, Depot, I'm thrilled that they're bringing out stuff and they're advertising. I hope they spend more money. The more they advertise, the more awareness is built in the consumer, the more traffic we get, and we're a heck of a lot better at getting that customer on our side than they are for a lot of reasons. Our strategies are clear and simple. Our membership is so diverse that we need to provide them with everything from image and brand advertising, which we do across all media, traditional TV, radio, print, all direct mail campaigns, all the digital assets. We give them everything. But we also have a group of members that want to be highly promotional and compete with the Empires and the Depots and the 10 off and 50 off and buy one, get two free. We provide them with that. And we support it with four major national promotions during the course of the year that drive a significant amount of business and volume for our members.
Do you think that this independent floor covering retail sales business is finally in a stride similar to what we saw in the mid-2000s?
No, I don't. I do think the survivors, you know, there's been what, maybe 5,000-6,000 storefronts are gone since that period of time. So the good news for independents, there's fewer independents competing. But in that span of time, there's been a lot more category killers like Lumber Liquidators adding stores and the Tile Shop and Floor and Decor. And of course, we know what the home centers, Home Depot and Lowe's, and then Luna and Smart Carpet and Empire and National Floors Direct. And now the online folks are getting more and more active. You know, so competition's competition. The facts are that if we figure out a way to get into the consideration set, when that consumer's searching online to buy flooring, we're going to win the lion's share of the business because our members just know how to conduct business in a more relationship-driven. They're local. People want to buy from their local community, but only from businesses they trust. Consumers want to do business with companies that care, and our members care. They're in their communities. They're part of the fabric of their communities. They participate in the churches and all of the civic organizations. People buy from people. It is a repeat and referral business.
All right, Eric, it's good to be with you. Another good meeting. Again, been talking to Eric Demery, who's the president of Carpet One from the summer convention here in Texas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.